Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Pete Butek is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, it's been a rough week. Obviously, we suffer with the Browns every week. But there was a new suffering this week, and that was the pathetic performance by Ohio State. As bad a performance as we've seen by the Buckeyes under Urban Meyer. Now, they've been blown out a couple other times, but to get blown out by Purdue in such embarrassing fashion, what do you make of how poorly they played in this game and where the team is right now, Pete?
The Iowa game was worse last year. I thought that was ugly from the start. This year, you were still in it late. And I still think everything's fine. I mean, if you're talking about who are the four best, most talented teams in college football, Ohio State's still one of them. You know, remember last year after Iowa, what happened? They came out and just wiped the floor with a great Michigan State team. Their talent is still there. Sometimes you just kind of need that wake-up moment or something to kind of make it all work, and that seemed like what this might have been, but we'll see. What I did enjoy was, I'm sure you're hearing this morning, anyway, all the people who are complaining about various things with, you know, all of Ohio State's problems, like, oh, there's not enough RPOs, oh, we miss JT Barrett. Dwayne Haskins is throwing for 400 yards a game.
Yeah.
Fine.
He's not the problem. He's not the problem, Pete.
Exactly. The 470 passing yards aren't doing it for you. Like, you have NFL running backs. For whatever reason, that, you know, Purdue is just on. They've been building towards this. They've been really good. Again, go 12-1, win the Big Ten title, and Ohio State, you're going to get into the college football playoff.
Here's the only thing I'll say, though, compared to the Iowa thing. Like, the Iowa thing was more surprising because there were no signs of it, right? Like, the Buckeyes, there are real issues with the team. Obviously, yeah, they're very talented, and I could still go 12-1, but they are struggling to run the football a little bit right now. They do have issues at linebacker. They do have issues in the secondary, and so there were some trending problems with the team. And so even though, yeah, the Iowa loss was more surprising, maybe this one is more concerning.
A little bit, yeah. I put Ohio State and Georgia in the exact same boat where you got by on just pure talent because you're just better than everyone else. You have more talented players, and so whether it was Penn State or TCU or Minnesota, when it was time to turn it on, they flipped the switch and boom, there it is. You have all these NFL caliber skill guys, all this speed, all this talent, and it didn't matter you were sloppy and didn't put together a full 60 minutes. Everything was fine. And then what happens when you get a Purdue team that, again, this wasn't a shocker. I mean, in terms of them doing this, because that passing game has been rolling for over a month. And then you get that, the environment and the perfect storm of things happening, just like you did with Georgia and LSU, where Georgia, sloppy, 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 and then all of a sudden they get tagged. All right, let's see how you respond. If you're Georgia, let's see how you respond 2 weeks later now against Florida. And if you're Ohio State, all right, you get Michigan State coming up. You still get the Michigan game. You still get potentially a Big Ten championship. It's all still there, but you're right. I mean, you do have some things you need fixing.
Pete Butek's our guest. Pete, when you look at Urban, I mean, does he look like he's laboring? We've been talking a lot about how he just doesn't look himself on the sidelines. And, you know, we're like kind of wondering if he's healthy, you know. He's had the issues at Florida, and in the last couple of weeks, one game he goes down to a knee during the game, and he's got these headaches and things like that. Should there be concern with Urban's health?
Yeah, it's going to be here's your fun radio, you know, talk show fodder. You know, where does Lincoln Riley go? The Cleveland Browns and the Ohio State Buckeyes next.
Hopefully the Browns.
Yeah, obviously it's been a strange year, you know, where everything with the offseason, everything with the controversy, everything with the arguments and the issues with the athletic department and all that's going on. Of course, there's going to be a lot of wear and tear. And then the stress and strain of having to be perfect. I mean, this is where, you know, when you have the Nick Sabans of the world. Okay, why is this guy so maniacally insane? Well, you try to be perfect every single week. You know, and that's where the Ohio State bar is set at, where, you know, you obviously see this more than anybody, where you can't lose. You know, you cannot lose to a Purdue. You cannot lose to anybody if you are Ohio State. And so the pressure is always going to be there. And let's see how they respond, though. They're still, again, one of the foremost talented teams in the country. You still have a lot of great pieces there. Let's see where this goes from here. And if you start winning again, then all of a sudden everyone starts to look a little bit better.
Hey, Pete, if Alabama loses to LSU and then wins out and finishes 11-1, are they still definitely in, even though they will have beaten nobody of consequence all year?
Beating Texas A&M's pretty good. They will, if they beat Auburn. I mean, the SEC has been good enough. I mean, beating Ole Miss, I know it doesn't sound like much, but it's still the Ole Miss team that blew out Texas Tech. So, unlike my bigger argument was last year, I didn't think they beat anybody, and that was why I was all in on the whole Ohio State, you won your conference championship thing. This year, it's a little bit different. If it's a close loss to LSU, yeah, there's a problem. If you're an Ohio State fan, okay, fine. In the college football playoff era, you're 13-for-13 with teams that have won 12 games and won their conference championship getting in. However, this year, you need Alabama to go 13-0. You don't want a 12-1 SEC East team winning the conference championship. You don't want Bama going 11-1 and LSU going 12-1. You don't want Notre Dame going 12-0. You need a couple of things just to kind of make sure that path is cleared, and it will be. But yeah, if you're a Buckeye fan, you know, get those, you know, Crimson Tide pom poms out, because you need them to roll through everyone else in that SEC.
What'd you make of the whole Michigan State debacle with the pregame antics and then obviously the postgame comments from both coaches?
Hilarious. It's like, you know, I've come over my old low these many years to separate the difference between, you know, the truly silly and stupid and the true controversies, and especially in our today day and age. Okay, so a couple coaches are griping at each other. It's fun, you know, it's rivalry, Michigan State, the kitten fight. You know, when it comes to, oh, you stomped on my logo. Oh, you walked down the field the wrong way. Oh, you were smiling. It's like, all right, good. You know, that's what it's supposed to be. It's all fun. There's nothing dangerous or bad about it. It's just, all right, you know, big brother beat little brother again for the second time in 3 years. And so there's going to be a little bit of temper, a little bit of saltiness. And the fun part about this is watching the Michigan fans now, because after so many years of, you know, okay, well, we're just not there again, now it's for real. Now it's like, wait a minute, it's there. They have a shot at getting to the college football playoff because they're good enough. And it's like the first reaction from all my Michigan friends after this was, oh, that was great. Okay, we have to beat Penn State now. Or, oh, wait, this is good. You beat Michigan State. Now beat Ohio State. It's never going to be enough until they get there.
Yeah, you got to keep winning those big games. All right, Pete, let's talk about the games on the schedule this week involving ranked teams. Florida, Georgia. It's a good. Do either of those teams still have a chance to get to the college football playoff?
Absolutely. It would help. I mean, if they win out, whichever one of those two teams, Florida actually is another kind of a weird case. They don't control their own destiny because of that Kentucky loss. And Kentucky's not going to go 11-1, but they could. And if they did, then they're in this SEC championship and Florida's out. But yeah, of course, you know, the winner of this game is still right there for the SEC East championship. It's still right there to be 11-1 and at least get your cuts against Alabama, or, you know, better yet, for these guys, LSU. So sure, this is as big a game as this has been in the cocktail party for a long, long time. And Florida's not quite there yet. They're really good. Had Georgia been unbeaten, I probably would have picked Florida in a, okay, this is where it happened sort of way. I just kind of think after that loss to LSU 2 weeks off, this is where Georgia rises up. I'm kind of Georgia and Ohio State in the same bucket, where I'm just a believer in, okay, you guys are two of the best teams in the country. Now, you're going to show it.
Pete Futek, of course, is our guest here. I'm trying to think about going back to the Michigan game here for a second. I'm really worried about the end of the season against the Buckeyes. I think this is the year that they get us. Should I be that concerned? You talked about them bouncing back and everything, but like, this Michigan team's pretty damn good.
Yeah, and eventually they're going to win one of these things again.
Yeah.
Just by, you know, dumb luck or something. I mean, and even in the games that were blowouts, like the 42-13 ones, even those were kind of close until they weren't. And so They've been there. They've been on the doorstep, and they weren't that good. The concerning part, and this is to your other point, where, okay, yeah, Dwayne Haskins has been awesome. He has been fantastic. He's not the problem. However, if you want to beat Michigan, what we have seen over these last 2 weeks is they have made some very decent quarterbacks look miserable. Brian Lewerke couldn't get anything going. Alex Hornibrook, okay, fine, he's not Aaron Rodgers. However, he is a veteran quarterback who's been through it all, and neither of those guys could do a thing against this pass defense. So if you're an Ohio State fan, yeah, between now and then, it would be nice to see those NFL running backs you got take off and start to take over games a little more so Dwayne didn't have to do it all by himself.
Pete, why is Justin Herbert going to come back to college when he could probably be the first pick in the draft?
Andrew Luck did.
I doubt he will. I don't know why most of these guys do. Quarterbacks, I get it a little more because living here in Chicago, you get the complaint now, well, what's the difference between Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes? Well, Mahomes had something like, 40 games of college experience. Trubisky had 12. So if you are a quarterback, there's a part of me that does sort of understand the idea that you need the development as much as possible. But everyone else, get out. Go make your money. It's fine. College football's fine. College football is going to go on. It's not like basketball. You can, it's more about the teams. Individual guys can, go on and be okay. Herbert necessarily considered this slam dunk all-timer of a prospect, but this is a pretty good class. I mean, there's four or five decent starting quarterbacks that are going to come out this year. And again, let's see what Mr. Haskins does at the end of this and see if he wants to be a part of this as well.
You think Washington State's legit?
To a point. I think they'll beat Stanford this week. Stanford's a very, very flawed team, and they can't score and have no running game. And Gardner Minshew's been fantastic. Their defense has been all right. They've got a nasty schedule. They still got to deal with against Stanford. They still got to deal with Washington. I still think, as much as a grind as this has been for the Huskies, that Washington's still going to win this. But they're good enough. It's Washington State, and it's Mike Leach. There's going to be the brain cramp meltdown at some point. But they're playing well enough where they can make this interesting down the stretch.
Pete, I read your write-ups every week on College Football News. You do every game, right?
I do. It's a labor of love.
Do you do those yourself?
I get help. I have a couple of guys to help the cause. I cull a lot of these and put them all together. But
you're a maniac with this stuff.
I'm sorry?
No, you're a maniac. I love it.
Pete, where are the write-ups on my number three ranked Division III Brockport Golden Eagles?
Nobody
cares. Can I get some write-ups
on
that?
No one cares.
Is there a spread on them? See, remember, the world.
They're 7-0.
Is the world cares as much about Appalachian State, Georgia, Southern spread tonight as they do about Florida, Georgia? So there's.
If you put a spread on it, people will care.
The spread's going to get to the playoffs.
How that works. Yes, more and more. That's how we're getting there.
They're playing Utica College. It's my alma mater against the college I worked for. I mean, it's a big game this week. Although they're going to kill Utica and get to 8-0. And they could beat Rutgers, I bet.
Probably at this point. Probably the best team in New York at this point, right? With the Giants. The Giants aren't even in New York. So, yeah, probably the best team in New York at this point.
My favorite part, though, about Pete's rankings, at the end, he has a must-see rating.
Yeah.
And he always has some sort of random. This week, it's 5 is Simpson's Treehouse of Horror. And 1, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And so it's on a rating, so you have to go check it out. I love it, Pete.
Great Pumpkin
you do
is
a great
evil.
Job.
Everyone's mean to Charlie Brown. Everyone's nasty bullying. I've never understood this. He's a nice kid, and all of a sudden all these people are just mean and evil to him.
It's awful. Pete, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Thanks,
Pete. Pete Futek, College Football News. Good to chat with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.